And now, the rest of the story. Cary Bond might have told you that life without love is hard, and also that one true love can make life a paradise. Cary might have told you that, and in a way, she told you that. She was born Cary Jacobs, the only child of a prosperous Wisconsin businessman. When Cary was severely burned at the age of 7, the family hoped that life's cruelest blow was behind her, but it was only the first in a succession of hard knocks. She was 10 when her daddy's business went bankrupt. Some said the strain was too much for him. In weeks, he was dead. Cary and her mother made out as best they could. The Christmas day of her 18th year, Cary married. The groom's name was Ed Smith. He worked in a men's clothing store. I do not know that Cary had to marry. Perhaps the child born almost precisely 7 months after the wedding was premature, but it was whispered that the marriage of Cary and Ed was not right from the beginning. Indeed, they were separated before their son was 6, and they were divorced the following year. Not long after the divorce, Cary, still in her mid-20s, became reacquainted with a childhood friend. He was Frank Lewis Bond, now an established, respected physician. They were married June 10, 1889. Theirs was to be the love of Cary's life. Didn't Frank recall that Cary took piano lessons as a young girl? Cary answered that she had. And Frank then asked his new bride to play something for him. And when she had finished, he made Cary promise never, ever to give up her music. "You are much too talented," he declared, and his praise was more than adequate inspiration for Cary to continue practicing. Of course, that's the way Frank was. He made Cary feel special in all ways. And more important, his love was Cary's haven from the world and its trouble. All of the unhappiness that she had known, her childhood anguish, her failed first marriage, all of that was forgotten during the years that she and Frank Bond were as one. But not even this seemingly unassailable joy was to last. In 1893, a national depression, Frank's finances collapsed. Slowly, the grim shadow of her father's final despair was cast once more across Cary's life. Frank assured his wife that he was strong, that they were strong, that they would see this hardship through. But the confident words had a hollow ring. In fact, Frank's promise would not be kept. His own financial adversity continued, and in 1895, he died suddenly. Rich or poor, Cary had been more than happy with Frank at her side. But now that blissful light was extinguished forever. How could Cary go on? And then she remembered an earlier promise to Frank. She must never give up her music. Now impoverished, she would struggle to get by any way she could, renting rooms, painting chinaware, but she would continue to play the piano and to write songs. Maybe someday someone might even publish her work. Well, one day someone did. Cary Jacobs Bond died in 1946 at the age of 84, after 4 decades of wealth and world fame. You've always known the words and the music that made her famous, but now you've met Dr. Frank Bond, Cary's one true love. Not only the man who encouraged her music, but the gentle lover who made the world go away, if only for one brief, shining moment. You see, it was for him that Cary wrote, "I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its tear, fades into dreams when I feel you are near, for I love you truly." You've always known that song. Now you know the rest of the story.